in the family that was a strong supporter of Benito Mussolini, prominent fascist who heralded fascism into the world by his murderous invasion of Ethiopia. They have been charged with illegally exporting large sums of capital currency from Italy. Public prosecutor Paolo Dall'Anio also listed 30 people, including bankers, religious leaders, and high-ranking government officials, on unspecified charges in connection with the case. Prosecutor who has led a year-long investigation into the couple's financial affairs issued the arrest order after an early announcement he had put Signor Ponti, her husband, who's much older than she, under indictment for violation of Italian currency laws. Italy has been stricter with its currency laws to balance its economy since Prime Minister Andreotti took in the communist in a coalition government. Prime Minister Moro is still being held by the Red Brigade and has not been released, as the Italian police still strongly fascist, so the Battle of Italy has not yet been won by any means. Still have refused to give up hostages, and the court system has not promised to drop the fraudulent trial of Turin, Italy, communist. It is not known whether Prime Minister Moro, who has been kidnapped by the Red Brigade, Communist Brigade, is alive or dead. Though the Red Brigade contend that he is, and say if some of their demands are not met soon, they'll be sending some part of his body to show the seriousness of their intention to get people out of jails that are being tortured as political prisoners in Europe and being held hostages themselves for political reasons. Venezuela signs treaty with left-leaning Antilles. They agreed to cooperate in exploiting resources in the Caribbean sea waters, separating both territories. Territorial waters agreement was signed at the start of a 36-hour visit to the island by Venezuelan President Carlos Andrés Pérez, who has been known for his left-of-center position, balancing out the military of Venezuela, moving it more to an independent third-world champion. The treaty recognizes the need to establish adequate measures to preserve and take rational advantage of existing reserves in the waters between the two territories. Prime Minister President Carlos Andrés Pérez says that there will be no expansionist efforts by the Venezuelan government as long as he is the president of that republic just 10 miles west of us. Prime Minister of Antilles, Sylvia Roosendaal, said the treaty signed after 4 years of negotiations would help boost the island's economy. New Yorkers enter into a crippling bus strike. 35,000 bus and underground railway workers, which may mean chaos for commuters. It appeared it had been settled by Mayor Koch, but the apparent settlement has broken down due to some lack of follow-through by Governor Hugh Carey on the guaranteed continuation of 50-cent flat fare in the city through 1979 that the people were demanding, and an increase in wages of some 40 cents an hour as the drivers were demanding. Terms of the agreement are still in the air, and it is expected that if the strike does break out, 35,000 bus and underground railway workers will actually cause chaos to New York commuters. Stand by. Guyana, Parliament is now drafting legislation which will end landlordism and transfer of lands not beneficially occupied to the small farmer. It will transfer lands to the farmers who live on them and break up the landlordism, the ownership of property by wealthy people in Guyana. A further step towards a Marxist society. The assurance was given a delegation from the Guyana Association of Local Authorities, GALA, when they met the Minister of Agriculture, Gavin Kinnaird, who, by the way, was most friendly, told us how distrustful he is of the United States, how much he loved the speech that I had prepared that Marson gave, said how he distrusted USA and the CIA. Marson will be meeting with him shortly. She's meeting this very day with the Minister of Information, who has been most difficult for anyone to see, who controls more or less press releases in government media, which is the primary owner of media in this country, and releases throughout the entire world. She also, Minister of Information, Shirley Fields Ridgely, attended the successful cultural event of our wonderful entertainers and was highly impressed. As you know, Dr. Hamilton Green also attended Minister of Health. Attendance was Minister of Health, Minister of Labor, Minister of Works, Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Culture, high-ranking police and military officials, cross-section of the most important business people, church leaders, and government leaders in the entire nation. Dr. Green is the one that I am most impressed with. He backed up his raving of support by granting Dr. Shack license, which normally requires 1 year of internship in a hospital in Georgetown, as is required by all nations, but was bypassed for us, allowing Dr. Shack only 2 weeks of seminar, and then he can do his consultations here, his internship on this project. An unheard-of breakthrough. Those kind of protections you never would have in any other society except Jonestown. So whatever little complaints you have, they pale by comparison to the tremendous advantages of living in this communist society. The weather's a little warm for you newcomers. I'm sorry the humidity is higher than has been noted in 8 years. According to meteorologists. I'm sure we could endure the weather. It's always delightful in the evening. We want to all think is for rain. We need rain to help make our plants grow. Most of the world is suffering from an intense drought or an overabundance of polluted water. Chicago's in the wake of the worst snowstorm that it is known. This is 1919. More snow has fallen in Pennsylvania than in its history. In Indiana, in one community, 122 inches. No, in the state average, 122 inches of snow has fallen already this year. Anyway, this effort to break landlordism, pushed through by the Minister of Agriculture, who praised us for our communist practices. Also in the church yesterday, Sir Lionel Lukku, the lawyer, our lawyer, friend, quote-unquote, who represents us in court, stood up publicly in the most prestigious Episcopal church, praised our cooperative as a model for the entire nation. Our entertainment group, singers, sang in many churches, too many at this point for me to identify. They'll be on the radio again this afternoon, and then tonight they will be singing. Their program will be rendered at the largest nightclub. We'll be able to draw little money to help defray the cost right after they will be leaving and coming home. Marson will stay in because tomorrow she meets with several important government leaders, including the Minister of Home Affairs, Minister of Immigration, Dr. Hamilton Green, Minister of Health. And we're glad for those opportunities, and also she's on a radio show. Gala, in a release from its secretariat in Berbice, said that the minister, Dr. Kennard, who has been so praiseworthy, and his wife actually wanted to join our commune. Dr. Kennard is the Minister of Agriculture, cabinet member of this country, leading government leader, also gave the assurance that the government and the Marxist-Leninist Party, the People's National Congress, ruling party of the country, are fully committed to bringing an end to capitalistic landlordism. According to the release, state lands, as well as transported lands not beneficially used, will undergo significant changes. Local authorities would be expected to make recommendations with respect to state lands in their respective areas. Special committees, it is understood, will be set up in each region to look into the question of lands. Meanwhile, the release continued, the Ministry of Agriculture has agreed to put in certain infrastructure works in the Friesch Gibraltar local authority area to facilitate irrigation of some 2,000 acres of land by the Rose Hall Estate that is being subdivided and given to the people. Certain difficulties encountered by rice farmers in the Dehoop Myakoni area would shortly receive attention, and assistance has been promised in the form of dredging of trenches in the cultivation area, Shack, and Betervervangting, and also for more profitable utilization of the hundreds of acre plot near the Manchester Government Secondary School for rice cultivation. It will be turned into rice cultivation for the government-owned schools, government-operated schools, where now they are seeing cooperative schools like we have in Kaituma, where the children live in the schools and are provided health care and free food, nutritional, boarding care, and so forth. So this large cultivation near the Manchester Government School will be like the Cuban Project and will be run and operated by the students, farmed by the students as a part of their course training, and the rice will go as a main basic diet in the school. And it has been suggested that the Cooperative Society in Hopetown, West Berbice, will approach the bank for financial aid of some several millions to divide property to share with the small farmers and to put lands for beneficial occupation for cooperatives, which have become the emphasis of the PNC. Stand by. Last night, the consumers of Guyana After some months of anxiety, said the Guyana Chronicle, government-owned and operated newspaper, said that they will have to put up with at least another 9 months of blackouts and load shedding from the Guyana Electric Corporation. In a 40-minute question-and-answer program last night over Guyana Broadcasting Studios, the socialist-owned network, the corporation's chairman, Comrade Thompson, concluded that the crux of the problem was financial constraints. He blamed the fuel crisis of 1974, which sent prices of equipment up, maintenance problems, and outstanding debts owing to the GEC by consumers as being the main reason for the continuous disruption of the power supply. Two important factors were made clear. We will not become the tool of imperialists. We will not yield to those of the international capital who want to come in and create our hydraulic power. We will do it within our own ranks and file. We will maintain our self-sufficiency and independence as a socialist nation. Thus, the blackouts are not due to inadequate fuel, and there is no discrimination among consumers whenever there is load shedding. Venezuela has pledged, when we were the victims of U.S. manipulations, to give us oil at half price, so there is no shortage of oil. The chairman said that if consumers pay up their outstanding bills, which it's not been characteristic of Guyana to cut off utilities as in the United States, which is estimated over 10 million, and took off at least one light every day between the peak hours of 7 p.m. and 10 p.m., it could greatly help reduce load shedding and necessary blackouts. The article is quite strong and mentions the fact that the people are just not paying their bills, and the government has not come to the point of being willing to cut off utilities, as would be characteristic of a capitalist country. One of the difficulties of transition into socialism is that people don't always voluntarily cooperate. That's why Lenin said the dictatorship of the proletariat was essential, to see that people did their honest due, just contribution to the society, and also see that the society maintains the essential needs of its people. Stand by. The New Nation, official party organ of the People's National Congress, the ruling party of Guyana, this weekend has described U.S. President Jimmy Carter's visit to Latin America and Africa as hopefully highlighting a basic policy emphasis of the administration that is to keep in close association with third world states, thereby demonstrating hopefully a new U.S. appreciation of the problems of underdevelopment. In Venezuela, Mr. Carter did not, of course, miss the opportunity to pronounce on his favorite theme, human rights, this time praising President Perez for his commitment to the guarantee of such rights. And many observers view as more than coincidental the announcement of the huge fund aid Venezuela is making available for international third world projects. In Brazil, the U.S. president had a very warm reception, which fooled no one really that all was well between the two countries, later on being proved when he was ignored at a public reception by all government and military leaders in Brazil, practically. During the Kissinger era, Brazil was urged to take on the task of being the arm of the United States to watchdog against the spread of socialism in Latin America. She was officially upgraded to superpower status by the U.S. administration at that time. Promise of sophisticated military aid was given, and regular timetable was announced for the exchange of visits by top U.S. and Brazilian leaders. In the meanwhile, the harsh reality is that Brazil has suffered tremendous economic reversal and has openly clashed with the Carter administration on its hypocritical human rights and the supply of advanced nuclear technology from West Germany, which Carter is trying to resist happening. It is widely believed that the role of not only Latin America, but also Caribbean watchdog has been passed on to Chile, as Brazil is moving more moderate and more to the third world position, which is comforting to us in that Brazil is twice as much larger the size of the United States, plus the state twice the state of the size of Texas. So now the United States has moved to Chile, the fascist regime that it put in to power, according to the New Nation, the actual party organ of the People's National Congress, and have placed the role of dirty watchdog to fascist Chile. We all know the zeal with which the latter has been carrying out this task, e.g. it suspiciously warm liaison with Grenada in the Caribbean, said the Guyana Chronicle, quoting the New Nation. With respect to the U.S. Chief Executive visit to Brazil, the New Nation said it was not yet known if it, as happened after Kissinger's visit there, there would be a sudden emergence of hostility between Brazil and Guyana. This is doubtful, however, since not only has the alleged threat of Guyana been discredited, but also Brazil observer status in the third world, conjoined with the economic difficulties she faces, has made her much more appreciative of third world causes and in no position to be a threat to Guyana. As you may know from previous news, Brazilian military have not even been able to penetrate as far north as the Guyanese border because of internal problems, economic problems, not following United States puppet image. Brazil does have its economic woes, and the United States is not as close, and there was a lot of clash between Carter and the leaders of Brazil, all again to our advantage, so there would be no coalition between U.S. Venezuela in a concerted effort to destroy Guyana. But we have the greatest protection on earth, our own strength, our own solidarity. Great miracle, as we saw yesterday, the youngster, willingness of our father, our commune, to provide $25,000 if necessary. Right now he's being looked at by the best neurologist, even though, as I've told you, he will be fine. I told you when he was blind, I would give him his sight back. I said, I have to do that. I told several of you publicly and privately, I named some names earlier this morning, that heard me say the lad would be fine, in spite of the fact that two major fractures, one right across the main artery causing bleeding into the brain. No way should this child be fine. But Isaac Edwards is doing well. What a marvelous protection we have. And we should be grateful. We should show that appreciation in gratitudes constantly. We've had three miracles like that this week. Another one, impossible, Rose Shelton, paralyzed, blind, healed. Not to mention the thousand-strong protection guarantees you have that you will eat because of this being a society of an extended family. Where else would an entire community be concerned, cooperate, carefully transport little boy the several miles to the airstrip, the doctor come in, our doctor, my expense, and the airplane at our expense, carry him back carefully, stay by his side through every x-ray as I instructed, get all the best neurologists in this part of the world, I mean the best surgeons and doctors, to study the x-rays, make demands, even in spite of a power failure, that x-ray, that some kind of substitute power be provided to get him x-rays early. That's the kind of force a community that is a cooperative extends to you. Capitalists have no protection. They're shot down like Nixon even. culprits, even though he did get off with stealing a lot. His wife has suffered 3 heart attacks, and he, a major embolism and failing health because of loss of power and face, and suffering public ridicule. All the time, people of national importance, like Bert Vance, Carter's second man, his top dog, on the way to jail, though he's a big banker, capitalist. There's no security in capitalism, and every security in socialism. In a vast jungle, no matter what kind of changes took place, if the worst came to worst, which we could hide ourselves in, no one on earth could find us, 5,000 miles of unexplored jungle. But as long as you have the power of the people united cannot be defeated. When you're united, changes can come and go in government. But our solidarity has released our people when they were arrested, has stopped court orders, jail orders, arrest orders from the United States all the way down here. The power of socialist unity, even if you're selfish, provides you more protection than you ever could dream of having, trying to do it on your own, doing it your way, doing your own thing. Stand by. Deruralization, insisted by Comrade Vincent Tika, who visited here and praised us, enough that the educational ministry is granting us our own school. Another first, no private schools are allowed. All must be governmental schools, and all children must be transported by law of Guyana to live in cooperative schools for several weeks at a time, except for holidays. We've been allowed our own public school. Quite a breakthrough. Now the efforts of the government, as voiced by the Cabinet Minister of Education, Vincent Tika, who visited our project, among many of the government leaders who have, demanded that people must begin to settle the wonderful interior. Particular emphasis is upon the Essequibo region and in the interior Rupanini, and in the Mahakoni district and the Mahakai. This is certainly a correct procedure in this agricultural mineral-rich nation, to see that people do not continue just to settle around its narrow coastline and its little beautiful capital, but get out into the hinterland and produce. The government has been putting great emphasis, as you know, upon communes. And we were praised in several churches yesterday, even by the eminent attorney and journalist who writes every Sunday a major article, half page for the Guyana Chronicle, and such a famous lawyer that he's never lost a case. And he's tried over 200, I think, 12 or 14 murder cases and never lost one. He's our lawyer, though we've done our own legal defense work. We've been our own lawyers by standing up and saying, one for all and all for one. If you come for one, you damn well better be prepared to come for all. Stand by. Ministry of Information said that 3,000 cases of Palmolive soap have arrived in the country and will be distributed in the next few days. The radio should take note of that, to be sure that we are getting our part of that 3,000 cases, because there's a shortage of soap in the world. Those businessmen who are prepared to deal fairly and squarely with consumers will be provided them. Otherwise, the government will allocate the soap in districts itself under the auspices of the Young Socialist League and the woman. The women's organization, which is the WSMR, the Women's Society, Mothers of the Revolution, or something of that sort. Anyway, the Women's Revolutionary Society. That's a proper and honest course to see that there will be no white marketing of soap, which is becoming a rare commodity in the earth. We've got to press ahead here to manufacture our own soap, get those bricks. New incentives for housing are being provided. Check with coordinators. Touche, our coordinator, Lee Ingram, who is working with instead of my son while he is in town. Some people are beginning their own building of houses, which have been provided for you, a challenge. If you build after hours, you can build your own housing. And we will provide times of pickups if you will coordinate with the coordination. We will provide pickups and saw facilities to be used. We do want as much work done by hand to save fuel. This is an order that came out of our meeting last night. We want more axes used, more hand saws, the long hand saws, less power equipment, so we are not dependent upon the fuel crisis manipulated by the reactionary capitalist, who even at times go in the Arab nations contrary to what USA wants. The USA is in a terrible fuel crisis due to the winter blitz that hit over the Easter holidays in Chicago. 22 people froze to death in Chicago. 22 people froze to death. Cloning aims to create exact copies of living things, right down to brains, habits, prints, thoughts. Horrifying that it has now happened. Dr. Robert Schinsheimer, chairman of the Biology Department of California Institute of Technology, says cloning would permit the preservation and perpetuation of the finest type of the human species. However, socialist scientists say it is a manipulation